Well, here we go again. This is Steve Charney talking to you. The podcast is Conversations with My Dummy, but you already knew that. And let's see, we got Nancy Tucker. A song of hers called The Animal Song. Lots of puns about animals. I love it. And we're going to be listening to Daniel Pinkwater when he actually went to an animal psychic. Oh, boy. And I'm sitting here talking to Harry, my dummy. Yes, he's the dummy in the title of the podcast, Conversations with My Dummy.
Right, Steven. Now I know what I want to do with my life.
You're not alive.
You know what I mean. I'm going to be a pet psychologist.
Harry, do you have any idea what it takes to be a pet psychologist? First, you have to go to school. Then you have to learn to smoke a pipe. Then you have to grow a beard. You have to learn how to say things like, so how long have you felt this way? This is a very complicated profession, Harry. You can't just say you're going to be a pet psychologist and voila, you're a pet psychologist.
You know so little about me, don't you?
Have you talked to other pet psychologists?
There aren't any other pet psychologists.
Then what makes you think this is your calling?
I have powers, Steve. Powers. I can feel what animals feel. I think what they think. I speak what they speak.
And you smell the way they smell.
You know, I don't like your attitude. I'm going to hang out my shingle and maybe I'll get some customers.
Ah, your shingle. Let's see what it says here. Ah, it says Dr. Harry Q. Dummy, pet psychologist.
That's right, Steve. I'll just hang it on the door here. And, okay.
You mean if any gerbils need to be psychologed, they come to you?
Whatever, Steve. Gerbils, snow leopards, fish. If you're a pet and you've got mental problems, come and see me. I'm here for you. We also take Visa and MasterCards.
Well, I doubt that anyone's going to come anyway.
You know so little about this show, don't you?
Ah, a knock at the door. I guess maybe you're right. Come in.
Is this Harry, pet psychologist?
You're in the right place. Is that your pet with you?
Yes, this is my German shepherd, Mr. Herman Klavetsky. He's got serious mental deficiencies.
Well, why don't you lie down on my couch here?
Thank you. Don't mind if I do.
I meant the dog.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, now, what's the problem?
Well, he doesn't fetch anymore. He lost his appetite and his dog breath is something awful.
Can I talk to Herman for a second here?
Please.
Herman, what do you have to say for yourself? Well, Herman, have you thought about...
What is he saying, Doc?
Well, he's depressed about his name. What kind of name is that for a dog? Mr. Herman Klavetsky. Why can't he have a name like Rex or King?
I don't know. I just thought...
You thought nothing. Change his name to Spot and he'll cheer up.
That's all that's wrong with him?
No, he also has an IQ of 10, besides having multiple personality syndrome.
Thank you, Doctor. You've saved my little Herman's... What should I call you? I have it. My little Jethro Schmutzenpfeffer's life. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Whoa.
You're a vegetable with your turnip nose, and you're a mineral, so you'll never decompose. You're bigger than a bread box. Oh, please don't flip your lid, 'cause what I'm about to say might sound kind of stupid. But you're an animal. You're always horsing around. I often see you eating chocolate mousse. You're as stubborn as a mule sometimes, but darling, that's okay. I've really gone ape over you. You're an animal. You've really got my goat. Things you say make me hide away like a kid, and sheepishly I chicken out. But it's true, without a doubt, I've gone hog wild over you. Sometimes I think you're shellfish, 'cause you're acting kind of fishy, especially when you take money out of the kitty. You say, dear, can you give me a little dough? And when I say no, you say, oh, just give me a buck. You're an animal, you're always badgering me. You're so full of bull, I just can't bear it. 'Cause when you call me tiger, I always know you're lion. My little lamb, I'm crazy over you. Last time we played Go Fish, I thought you were a card shark, and I suspected foul play. But then I said, oh, hogwash, you're such a doggone bore. How could I ever think you were a cheetah? You're an animal, you always yak, yak, yak. An animal, sometimes you flounder around. An animal, don't try to weasel out. My little bird brain, your goose is cooked. I'm happy as a clam over you.
Harry's decided to become a pet psychologist. He's hung out his shingle, and he's actually gotten a client already. German Shepherd called Mr. Herman Klavetsky. Harry straightened him and his owner out.
It pays good, too, Steve.
But I really don't want people to think you're going to get any more clients, Harry. I mean, what you're doing is just too exotic, too out there for pets to be attracted. These are dumb animals. They don't know what it is to be psychoanalyzed.
You know so little about the world, Steve. Ah, there's another one. Come in!
He's dead! He's dead! Look at him! My pet hamster is dead! He was my lifeblood! He was all to me! Life isn't worth living anymore! I need help! Help, I'll tell you!
Okay, bring him over here! Bring him over here! Okay. Now dangle him in front of me by his little hamster tail there. That's right. Whoa! He's stiff. I be quiet. This is a very dramatic moment. For I, pet psychologist, will attempt to contact your hamster in the netherworld. What's his name?
Mr. Herman Klavetsky.
Hello, Herbie! Come in, Hermie boy! You! This is Doc Harry talking to you from the other side! We got contact.
What does he say? Tell me! What is it? What is it?
He's saying, ooh, it's very peaceful up in hamster heaven. There's lots of white light. And they have this huge treadmill that's like a Ferris wheel. And he also gets as much food as he wants, unlike when he was living with you, cheapskate!
Oh, Herman, I can't believe it's you! It's you!
And Herbie says, get on with your life! Let the healing process begin! Now take this hamster and get out of here! He stinks! This boy, he'd make a good doorstop!
You're so kind! Thank you! Thank you!
Harry, you have a natural talent for this, don't you?
Well, that's because I can commiserate with these pets, Steve. After all, I'm kind of a pet myself.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Ah! Another client! Come in!
Yes, is this Dr. Harry, pet psychologist here?
Yes, that's me.
Well, maybe you can help my pet goldfish here. Isn't she cute?
I'll bring her over here, that goldfish tank. Oh, look at that. She is so cute. How are you, nice fishy? Nice fishy, Herman. Nice Herman.
Hey, wait a second. How'd you know her name was Herman?
You know so little about this show, don't you?
Can you help me? My goldfish has an attitude.
Well, how so?
She's toying with me. Well, I've taken her to dinner, to the movies, but she gives me the cold shoulder. Lately, when I walk by her tank, she goes belly up. She plays dead just to get a reaction.
Well, maybe she's going through her teen years. She'll grow out of it.
These fish don't live more than a year.
Well, have you tried calling her bluff?
Meaning?
This controlling behavior is obviously a cry for help. Next time she plays dead, take her out of the water for a few seconds. That'll get her attention. If that doesn't work, get in there with her.
So, you think our relationship can be saved?
What relationship? She's a fish!
Well, that's true. I never thought of that before. She is just a fish, isn't she? A small, stupid, moronic fish.
Hey, I wouldn't go that far. She's a fish, that's all.
Here, you keep her. I'm out of this relationship. I'm going back to the apartment and throwing her all of her clothes out the window.
What clothes? She's a fish!
Thank you. You have successfully psychoanalyzed me.
She's kind of cute.
Yeah, she is cute, isn't she? Look, Steve, I'm tickling her feet. She likes it. I'm tickling the fish's feet.
She doesn't have feet. She's a fish.
You know so little about this program.
I have no idea why I chose that to introduce our ad. I just kind of like it. Gregorian Chants, you should hear how it's going to end. Anyway, we've got patreon.com, patreon.com/Steve Charney, if you want to be a supporter of this podcast.
Yeah.
Buck a month. Well, you could throw in like $5 or $10. Do it all at once. Like pulling off a Band-Aid all at once. We would appreciate it. Thank you very much. Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga
booga, ooga booga, ooga booga. Someone told me about an animal psychic. You call her, and over the telephone she will commune with your pets. You send her $20 only if you're satisfied. Psychics of any sort aren't high on my list of interests, but I was recuperating from surgery, and I was bored and ready for some non-strenuous diversion. I called the psychic. She sounded pleasant, moderately well-educated, not spooky. She asked me to tell her a little about the animal she was to get in touch with. I'm no dope. I once spent a couple of days observing and being instructed by a carnival fortune teller. I know some of the tricks. The main one is to feed back to the customer all the information he's just given you and add a few educated guesses. Given that most people don't listen to or remember what they say, and are inclined to believe things told them in a sincere tone of voice. Even if only 10% of the guesses are right, it makes a convincing performance. So I tried to tell the animal psychic lady as little as possible, but she insisted on a few basic facts about my dogs. She painted a pretty fair picture of the dogs' personalities, but as a former professional dog trainer, I could have done that myself from the descriptions I'd given her. I give her credit for being acquainted with a variety of canine personality types, but I wasn't all that impressed. We moved on to horses. There are 3 horses on this place, and I told her their breed, ages, and gender. That's all. This time she didn't pump me for more information. Instead, she said, "There's something funny here. Didn't you tell me you had an old gelding, a young mare, and a 2-year-old filly?" "That's right." "Well, I'm talking to an old mare, a 4th horse, and a very unusual horse she is. There is a 4th horse on our property, but she's underground, deceased. It's our beloved old Icelandic mare, Derry. One of those animals you meet once in a lifetime, with a personality more vivid than most people's." "This mare is really funny," the psychic said. "She won't let me talk to the other horses. Says if there's anything I want to know, I can ask her. And what am I doing here anyway? You know this horse?" "Maybe," I said. "Is this the mother of your 7-year-old? "What else is she saying?" "She says she has everything under control, that she takes care of the other horses and the humans as well." "Yep, that's her. She says that if anything needs doing, she just stares at your house until your wife comes and deals with it." "Sounds familiar." "She says she tells you when to do something to the feet of her daughter, bathe them or something. Derry's daughter, Fairdal, had a grave case of laminitis, and my wife had amazed the vets by nursing her through it to what looked like a nearly complete recovery. A 1 in 10 shot, maybe less. I hadn't mentioned this to the psychic. Yes, there has been some trouble with her feet." "Well, she's a funny old horse. Says she watches over you." I sent the psychic her $20. I'm not sure whether she was talking to Derry or reading my mind. Of course, fortune tellers never tell you anything you didn't know already. We'd had the feeling that Derry's been looking after us all along.
Harry's hung his shingle outside the door. He's now a pet psychologist. Doc Harry.
Hey, what are you doing?
You just said duck.
I didn't say duck. Will you stop that?
You said it that time.
But I was just saying what I didn't say.
But you did say it when you said you didn't say it.
Harry is helping animals with mental problems. I'm amazed he's gotten any customers, but...
Well, they seem to be coming in droves. Ah, come in. Yes, may the doctor help you?
Yes, I'm having troubles with my pet duck.
What's he doing on the floor?
Never mind. Harry, are you going to help this poor woman?
Yes, of course. What seems to be the problem?
Well, every time I talk about this poor creature, people seem to dive to the floor. He's gotten very depressed about it. He thinks they don't like him.
Of course we like him. Don't we like him, Steve?
I like him.
See, we like you.
Did you hear that, Herman? The doc likes the duck. That's not going to help him.
Why doesn't he come down here and join me?
Do you want to join the nice man?
Herman, you have to stop taking it personal. People would be nervous around you if your name was Rob, wouldn't they? They'd think you were going to steal from them. If your name was Claude, they'd think you were going to claw them. If your name was Sue, they'd be afraid you were going to take them to court. You see, it's not personal. It's just the nature of things. Do you understand, Ducky? See, he understands.
Thank you. Thank you. He already looks happier. See, I can see a little smile issuing from his little lips.
I didn't know ducks had lips.
Thank you again. Bye now. You certainly are a good duck.
Harry, he's gone. You can get off the floor.
Did you hear about the duck who walks into the drugstore and asks for some toothpaste, a bottle of aspirin, and a comb? And when the druggist asks if that'll be cash, the duck says no. Just put it on my bill?
No, I didn't.
Well, this duck walks into the drugstore and asks for...
You know, I have heard it. Wait, get off the floor. I hear another client coming.
All right, Steve.
Yes, can you help me?
Well, I can't unless that animal's a duck.
No, it's a cat.
Aha! And what seems to be the problem?
Well, it thinks that hippos are just big mice.
How do you know this?
We're infested with hippopotami in our house, and this stupid cat lies in wait for them and then tries to pounce on them and toy with them.
You're infested with hippopotamuses?
That's right. They breed like crazy, and they live in the walls, only coming out at night. They make a mess of the kitchen every single evening.
Sounds like you should have brought the hippos in to be psychoanalyzed, not the cat.
The cat's lost all of his teeth already trying to bite into the big beasts. They have very tough skins, you know, and they almost squish him flat every time they step on him.
Whoa, wait a second. Let's talk about these hippos for a second. Have you tried setting traps? You know, they have very nice have-a-hearts now.
No, they're too big for the have-a-hearts. I did catch one once, but he was squeezed in too tightly, and, well, we couldn't get him out. We had to get the jaws of life to free him, and, well, that cost too much time and money.
Well, I can see that.
But I'm not here for the hippos. I'm more concerned about my cat. Can you help her?
Well, baby, bring her over here. Steve, hand me those pictures right there.
All right. There you go, huh?
Nice kitty. Nice kitty. Yes. Okay, she may just need a little talking to. Hey, stupid! This is a picture of a hippo, see? This is a picture of a mouse. Hippo, mouse. Mouse, hippo. What are you, a duck? Stop doing that. Stop chasing hippopotamuses. What's the matter with you, capiche? That should do it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Don't mention it.
You saved my cat.
I told you not to mention it.
Herman, did you understand the nice man? Well, mice are for cats. Bye now.
See you later, lady. Nice to help those who need help.
I think the lady is the one who needed help.
Well, I'm going to take the shingle in, Steve. I'm pooped.
Well, I don't blame you. It must be hard work being a doctor, Doc.
Well, we did it again. Another Conversations with My Dummy podcast in the can.
And let's see, we got a show that was produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. John Dodge helped me today with that one. And you can hear this podcast on iTunes and, you know, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just subscribe to it on your podcast app if you got an iPhone or probably even, you know, a Samsung. Get podcast apps and do it. Patreon.com/Steve Charney is where you go if you want to support me with $1 a month. You'll feel good about supporting an artist you enjoy listening to, right? Come on, am I right? Visit my Facebook page, Steve and Harry Conversations with My Dummy, and the old website is stevecharney.com for CDs and books for sale, info on my live performances, and more information about me than you'll ever need or want. And, you know, I throw up a tweet occasionally. And Harry?
Yes, Steve?
You enjoyed that?
Yes, I like being a pet psychologist.
Okay. Got a joke for us?
Yes. What do you get if you cross an elephant and a rhino?
I don't know what.
Hell if I know.
Right. Thanks to Claire Abel for that.